Today I'm going to cover a fast episode, and it's going to be about how to recover old customers. If we are analyzing business, many people focus on how to acquire new customers or how to sell more to the current customers. But what about those old customers that maybe bought you 5 years ago or even 10 years ago? That's something that has been like coming all the time back to my mind, because as you know, I started in the year 2010, and sometimes I have people that come back to buy more products. And I ask myself first, why they stop consuming the products? And second, how can we maximize that? How can you have, and maybe not 10 years old customers, but what about maybe a customer that bought you something last year? Can you recover his attention and sell more things to him? We are going to analyze all those scenarios on this episode. Before starting, as always, thanks to the sponsor, to me, inglesparacholos.com. Here you have my WhatsApp, +51 9890 23986. If you want to buy Ingles supplements or my audiobooks, you can go to my personal number. So let's get started. The reason why I decided to do this episode is because I have a YouTube collaboration that I did with another content creator. His name is Marco Solis. He is a motorcycle guy. And his YouTube channel is called Habla Motero. It's interesting because we decided to do a collaboration, I think back then in the year 2019, maybe, or 18. And the topic was simple. Was how to learn to ride a motorcycle. Cómo manejar una motocicleta. That was simple. It was the first time that I ride a motorcycle before the puticleta, of course. And I was so fucking scared. And that video so far have more than 1 million views on his channel. So the interesting part is that many people that they stop doing exercise, but they are into motorcycles, when they go to his channel and they see me there trying to ride the motorcycle, they come back to me to buy supplements. So that is a thing to remember. Sometimes your customers, they move on. They stop going to the gym or they stop doing the thing that you are selling. But when they see you in another industry or in another channel or in something else, just by looking your face, remember that you exist, they will say, oh, maybe I should come back and buy again the products. And that happened always. One thing, for example, in my experience that happened all the times is acupuntura. It's something that you consume, you feel good, but eventually you say like, oh, I'm lazy to go, you stop going. And then you see a study that show all the benefits of acupuncture. So that's why I believe we should apply this that is called multiple contact points. So not only rely on our social media, not only rely on Facebook ads, but also rely on showing our content in different industries. Because if, for example, if the person is not consuming fitness content, maybe our ad is not going to target this person. But maybe they are looking, I don't know, they are looking for cars or for something that is not the same, but it's also someone that could buy your thing. And talking about cars, this is something that I don't want to deviate for today's episode, but that is something that I'm also thinking about. Many people that are trying to buy cars, they don't do it because they really like cars. They just do it because they don't know what to do with their money. So we could show these people investment vehicles instead of just vehicles. But well, that is episode for other day. So first tip is doing collaboration with other industries. The other one is that if you have been in business for many years, there is a chance that your audience has grown up, han envejecido, they are older now. So the type of product that you used to sell or that you sell now is not the type of product that they use currently. And that happened with me, for example, with Ingles para Cholos. Ingles para Cholos, the target market more or less are people between 20 years old and 35 years old. But many of my followers, now they are 40 or 45. And they are asking me, Jose, can you create an Ingles para Cholos for kids? So for their children instead of for them. We need to also analyze that. Maybe there is a new offer that is not that different from the offer that we have now, but we can reframe or repackage our offer for an older audience. That is something also to remember. It's important. The next question is, where is the attention going now? With time, also attention changed. Long time ago was Facebook. In my times, in the 2010 was Facebook. And Facebook was the golden era of social media for me. Because all the links were clickable. If you click the link, they will send you to your website. Now on Instagram, you only have the clickable link of your bio. And each time social media are making harder to have clickable links because they don't want you to leave the social media. I want to add this, but also Google is now a problem. Long time ago, if you want to search something on Google, you will find your result first in the website. But now they want to promote the Google Ads. So if you type anything, the first three or four things are Google Ads, and maybe after half a page, you will start finding something related of the thing that you are looking for. So as business people, we need to always ask ourselves where the attention is going. And so far, something that include all the generations, younger generation and old generation, they are converging in WhatsApp. It's like everybody's spending time WhatsApp. The WhatsApp states are beautiful. They are better than ever. So any content that you have, if it's like a small piece of meme or a small video, upload it to the WhatsApp state. It's going to help you. And don't forget the WhatsApp channel. The WhatsApp channel is something that has been working for me so good, but I forgot about that. I forgot about promote it on my YouTube channel. I'm doing it again. And you can tell, if you can have a way to promote your content without algorithm, that is a nice way to keep hook your old audience and your new audience. And the last thing is, remember that also you as a content creator, you are going to change. And not just as a content creator, also as a business person. The way that you used to sell a long time ago, maybe it's not going to be the same way that you sell now. So sometimes that requires us to change the audience or sometimes change the product that you are offering. For example, many years ago, I used to invite the Venezuelan women to my YouTube channel. But now I don't feel like doing that anymore. I still like inviting women to my room and, you know, slapping them in the ass and uploading like a small video. But doing like a full video of me slapping a woman many times, I don't feel like that anymore. So that could be also a thing. We change and we need to know how to adapt our new version to our market, because you don't want to look fake. You don't want to keep pretending to be the same old person that were a long time ago. And the last thing I want to include, like a Uncle Balta wisdom nugget, is that I can find like a big problem in networking nowadays. We know social media is not friendly for networking anymore. It's like social media promote the top people. That's why you want to be the top person in your industry. Here in Latin America, it's not that difficult. Whatever profession you have, if you're a lawyer, becoming the top influencer in law is not that difficult. If you are a chef, the same thing. So when you want to promote your brand, remember, you don't compete with everybody else. You just compete with the people in your industry. But for the average person, I'm talking for the average Joe, the average human, knowing new people is difficult. So that's something that I'm trying to address. How people can create local communities. I'm trying to promote also like a local community here in Surquillo, because if you want to practice English in Miraflores, it's easy. You can just go to any bar and open conversation with tourists. The same happened in Barranco. But here in Peru, in Surquillo, for example, we are having tourists, but not that many, so you can practice with them. So I'm trying to organize that thing. But that is just like an Uncle Balta wisdom opportunity that I want to throw you. Create local, district, not even city, but district communities that people can go. With traffic, going from Surquillo to Barranco, sometimes it's like 20 minutes or 30 minutes during peak hours. So local community. I think we are going to the 15-minute city. We are going to this conspiracy theory, but eventually it will happen. Traffic is so hard to bear. So having something that is within 10 blocks of your house is something that people will appreciate. I hope you enjoyed this Sunday episode. Remember, spread the word. Tell the people to go to Uncle Balta on Spotify. If you are following my WhatsApp channel, there is a link of the WhatsApp channel in the description. Please, can you copy the link and send it to your friends that want to practice their English? And we'll hope to see you tomorrow.